Thank you for joining us on the Internet Advisor. You know, we kind of pride ourselves over these past 13 years of being a resource for people at InternetAdvisor.net. Ed Rudell has put together a great toolkit there, and people come to our forums to get answers to their questions. So when Shane Hamlin, who's with us today, said, hey, how about taking a look at Angie's List? I said, let's find out some more about that.
Yeah, you know, I was at a function, a family function, and I had a chance. I was like, what is this? You know, so I asked my wife. It seemed geared towards ladies, towards women, and I asked my wife. I said, you know, and her friends, have you ever heard of this Angie's List? And they had no clue. So I said, you know, maybe this would be a good thing to bring to our listeners because I looked it up and it's a great service. And with us on the phone is Cheryl Reed from Angie's List. Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Well, I was fine until I realized you really didn't know anything about it. So now my heart hurts.
No, that's why we have you here.
That's right.
No, actually, Cheryl, what's funny about this is that we were commenting. I said, for the first time, I saw ads on TV for Angie's List, and Angie is doing the advertising. Now, I had heard of Angie's List before, but that was the first time I really saw you guys doing a real push to get people to be aware of Angie's List. So here we are.
Yeah. It's a whole new thing. The ad campaign is new. And so, you know, we are all excited. People forever have always asked, is there really an Angie? You know, because it's Angie's List, but there is, and that's her. And I sit beside her at work, so I see her every day. It's funny. Anywhere you go, people will say, is there really an Angie? And we're kind of hoping that those commercials will, you know, sort of put an end to that, because she is Angie. She did start the company. She was the only employee for a year and did everything. So, we're excited. And I think, you know, within the next, I don't know, few months or so, more people at parties know what we are.
Excellent. We're going to do our best to help with that.
Well, Cheryl, this is Cal. And listen, I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that, but I'm going to hit you with a hard question right off the bat.
Okay.
Aside from the fact that you charge a fee for your service, and rightfully so, because you guys do a lot of research and stuff like that, and you gather and store information, what's the advantage or what is the difference in me using Angie's List and going to the Better Business Bureau?
Well, we see the Better Business Bureau as a very good complement to our services. We do things very differently. Our approaches are very different. The Better Business Bureau starts out with businesses, and I'd let them address how they work. But what we do is we are all about the consumer, and the information that we share is from people who have actually used the company, the doctor, the dentist, the computer tech guy, and they tell us how that experience went, and then our members get to see that, so they know a little bit about the company or the business before they even walk in the door.
Okay, so how does the service work? Describe for us how it works.
Okay, so Angie's List, if I'm a member, and I want to hire a plumber, but I've never hired a plumber before, I go to Angie's List, and I click on the category of plumbing, and I get to see all kinds of reports about all kinds of different companies in my town. And what I read, I see grades, because each report that a consumer gives us includes a grade for how well they did. What was the price? Did they show up on time? Were they clean? Did they do good work?
Uh-huh.
And so you get a grade for that. But you also get the opportunity to write a little story about anything extra you might want to say, or post a picture of, say, a before and an after.
Okay. Tell.
Okay, so now I have two questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Number one, how do I join Angie's List, and what does it cost? And number two, what was the inspiration behind Angie to create Angie's List?
Okay, I'll do the easy one first. You go to www.angieslist.com.
And by the way, excuse me, Cheryl, we've linked to this right off of our homepage. So if folks listen, go to internetadvisor.net, just click on the Angie's List, it'll take you right there. Okay, so they go there.
Great. You can do that now. You can also call us up, because we have a telephone call-in service as well that operates 6 days a week. So if you really, now none of your listeners aren't computer savvy, but, you know, maybe their parents aren't, or, you know, when your toilet explodes, you don't really have time to get online to do your research, so you might want to call us up. And that's a toll-free line, 888-888-5478. But here's how the list began, and it's kind of interesting, I think. Angie was a college student, and she did an internship for a man named Bill Osterley, who at the time was a venture capitalist in Indianapolis, and he had rehabbed his 1920s house in Indianapolis, but then he moved to Columbus, Ohio. He didn't know anybody, but he wanted to renovate another house because he'd had such good luck in Indy mm-hmm. when he did it. And part of the reason why he had such good luck in Indy was because he was a member of a group called Indianapolis Neighbors, mm-hmm. which is the model for Andy's list.
Okay.
So he gets to Ohio. He's living in this suburb called Bexley, and he can't find anybody to help. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know who to call. He's having trouble getting people to come out to his house. So he calls Angie up, and he says, hey. He calls her because as an intern for him the previous year, she got everything done he wanted to do, no matter what it was. Big, small, you know, highfalutin or, you know, walk the dog.
Sure.
She got it done. So he called her up and he convinced her to come to Columbus, meet with him, and give him a year. Now, she had a job to go to. She was just out of college. She was going to be a consultant at a company in D.C. And, you know, she had her whole life sort of planned out, as you do when you're a senior in college. But he convinced her to give this a try. And so in the daytime, she worked at an office that was a card table, her bedroom phone from home, and a borrowed fax machine. And she'd call people up and ask them who they hired for whatever and talk about the company. She, you know, wrote a newsletter that went out every month. And at night, in the evening, in the afternoon, she went door to door, knocking on doors and introducing herself and saying,
incredible.
Hey, this is what I'm doing.
Hey, Cheryl, what year was this, Cheryl, that she did this?
1995.
So let's skip to the present. Because one thing that got missed in this was how much does it cost to join?
Oh, gosh, sorry. Well, it depends on the market.
Okay.
So, for instance, in Grand Rapids, it's something like $3 a month.
Okay.
And in Lansing, it's even cheaper. I think it's $260. And in Detroit, it's like, I think, $25. The price of the service is very much tied to the amount of information that we have in that market.
I gotcha. So the more information, the more feedback you've gotten, the more expensive mm-hmm. it is to join, but then you also have a bigger pool of information to gather from.
Right.
So if I drive up to Grand Rapids and join and then come drive back down to Detroit, I can save money.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Grand Rapids, you only see Grand Rapids. In
results,
ah.
Yes. Now, it's $4.25 a month here in Detroit.
Is it actually?
$4.25.
Yes. In all seriousness, though, if I move from one location to another, is it transferable and I just pay the difference?
You can call us up and we'll help you out and we'll transfer that, yes.
Okay,
but
good.
We're very highly local. So now because people had started to have things like vacation homes or they wanted to check on their elderly parents in Scottsdale or Fort Myers in Florida, you can add a city now at a highly discounted rate.
Oh.
So you can be a Detroit member and get all the Detroit information for your own house.
Sweet.
But you can also check on mom and dad.
Great now, idea. By the way, that was $4.25, right, for Detroit?
$4.25 a month for Detroit.
For Detroit.
I think the yearly is $39.
Okay, good. But I wanted to just correct it because you had said 25, but I thought like 25 bucks a month.
No.
We've got that clarified. Yeah, I have a big question. We're close to getting out. We have to leave quickly, but just quickly, Cheryl. How do you know the information you're getting is not biased?
Well, A, it's not anonymous. We know who you are.
Okay.
And we hold you accountable for telling us the truth.
Good.
And the companies that you report on have the opportunity to respond free of charge.
Excellent.
They know what the reports are. So we keep a really good track on who reports, how they do it, and then we have that double
Excellent.
Check of the company.
Excellent. Cheryl, thank you so much. We've got to run right now, but folks, go to internetadvisor.net. You can click on the Angie's List link there, take you to it. You find the phone number as well. Cheryl, thank you for doing a great job in a short time of letting us know about Angie's List.